Dear influential leaders, movers and shakers, welcome to a new episode of the Influential Executive Podcast. Today's interview can be a huge game changer for you, your business and your teams if you decide to apply what you will learn. We'll be speaking about something innovative, a very powerful technique that very few people are aware of. This method of communication that instantly increases your influence, your sales, and the quality of your relationships. How do we know? Well, because as with everything else we embrace, we've tested it out first so that we know how powerful it is.
We are human growth hackers with a huge passion for personal development. And we spend more than a decade studying topics like psychology, time management, communication, business, physics, and leadership. We make these complex theories easy to understand. We break them down into simple steps and strategies that everyone can apply to get better results in their lives and businesses. With this experience, we designed a powerful solution for some of the most common problems in business. For example, it's a very common problem that you may have a successful business that earns you money, but the business requires you to work many hours every day. The problem is first of all that you have no freedom, and secondly that it will be very difficult to sell your business or get an investment. So we have a tested and proven solution for this. We show exactly which steps to take to create the systems and procedures that you need, and we hold your hand while doing it.
That's right. So welcome to the number one podcast for leaders who want to grow their influence, for all leaders who have open mind and want to learn from the best. Every week we bring a new episode in which we interview world-class influencers who are very successful because they chose to be a leader in their field and do what others can't do, won't do, or don't know how to do. And you know that nothing is impossible once you set your mind into and surround yourself with the right people.
Have you checked out our Facebook page? In less than 2 months, we got over 10,000 real fans and followers on our page. How did we accomplish this? We partnered up with the right experts. In business, there's typically one thing you're great at, and for everything else, you need to collect the right people around you. For this reason, we partnered up with the amazing social media experts from Black Ball Marketing. They're outstanding at finding high quality leads so that we invest our marketing budget as effectively as possible. At the end of this podcast, we share with you how you too can stop wasting money on Facebook ads and work with Black Ball to do it right the first time.
And now, get ready to enjoy a powerful episode. This episode is all about this powerful technique called personal branding. We speak to Jeff Lazarus, who is the CEO of BrandedWithAuthority.com. He is not only creative and strategic, he also gets things done for the influencers and celebrities he works with. Jeff is 3 times published and number one best-selling author. He is a keynote speaker, literary agent, and author coach. This interview will get you thinking about yourself and the way you communicate with others, especially when you first meet them online or at a networking event. How do you describe your unique personality? How would others describe you? How can you use personal brand to influence others and win them over? We are proud to present to you Jeff Lazarus.
Welcome, Jeff.
Thank you for having me. It's fun to be a part of what you guys are doing, which is really terrific.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. And we're very excited to have you on our podcast. We know you as a guy who is an innovative thinker, a visionary, and who comes up with all kinds of new concepts. You're active in many different fields, it seems at first, but I'm sure we're going to find a red thread that ties everything together. You're not only CEO of BrandedWithAuthority.com, you are 3 times published and number one best-selling author. You're a keynote speaker, you're a literary agent, author coach. It seems like you do a lot. What is it that brings all of these things together?
Yeah, it does seem on the surface I do a lot of things, and I do, and that's what's fun. But whether it's being a literary agent, a product licensing agent, business coach, working on personal branding, no matter what it is, what it all has in common is the fact that I always operate with creativity and vision and execution. And that's at the core of everything that I do. It's all about seeing the bigger picture and seeing what's possible and then executing on that. That's what I enjoy most.
I love that. And you called your business Branded with Authority. What does that mean? And why did you choose this specific name?
So being branded is very important. And I think we all agree with that in business. It's like we want to have a strong brand. Most people don't realize yet that we need a strong personal brand. But the personal brand and business really needs to show that we are an authority in the field that we're in. And that's how ultimately we really do want to be branded. If we even haven't thought of it that way, we want to be the expert or authority in the field. So let's go ahead and brand ourselves that way. And that's why the name really makes a lot of sense. It's being branded with authority. That's what we want to tell. That's what we want to message. And certainly what we want to show and have the customer perceive.
How would you describe an authority? Who is an authority according to you?
Yeah, an authority is somebody that doesn't come out and say, I'm an expert, I'm an authority. I think it's really for the public to decide. So I think it's the public. And I say public is not necessarily the customer. We want the public to all be our customer, right? But even if they're not our customer yet, we want those who do see us, whether it's social media, in person, they heard about us from a friend, we want to be recognized as somebody who has superior information and experience in a given field, right? A lot of people use the word expert. That may apply. Expert always worries me a little bit because, you know, some people are, you know, not necessarily quite there where they know everything, and that's okay. Whether you're early, you can still be an authority. Whether you've been at it for 10 years, you can be authority. But again, it's being perceived by the public as somebody with information, with experience in that field, enough that you can write a book, you can have a radio show, you can have a podcast, you can have a TV show, you can be speaking on stage because your knowledge and you're a subject matter expert in that given area.
And all these examples, as you mentioned, these different ways of expressing yourself, these different channels, are those all things that you offer to the people that you work with?
Yeah, great question. Actually, the answer is yes. It's everything. And that's really what's exciting because, you know, some people come to me and say, I really want to have a book. And then all of a sudden, you know, within 2 weeks, guess what we're doing? We're actually writing some episodes of a direct app program that they may be launching. It's really fun. So for us, it's not so much that we're into books, we're into radio, we're into, you know, print media or anything specifically. We're into it all. It's really about finding the right medium to deliver your message, right? So it's all about getting your message and your brand out there. And so some people we have actually working on a documentary lately, and that's really fun. And that's really the fun in what I do is all right, we'll take who you are, we'll take your ideas, we'll find the best way how to get it out there to the world.
This whole concept of branding, it is fascinating to me because when we started our business just 1.5 years ago, we knew the word brand, but it took us a while to really find out how important it is. A brand, I like the definition of brand as in that's how people talk about you when you're not in the room.
Yeah, your reputation.
Your reputation. And so in many ways, it is the most valuable part of your business.
That's right.
Because it's your reputation. It's the starting point of the conversation. It's a starting point of any trust relationship that you build with your clients and partners. Jeff, what was the moment where the importance of a brand, and specifically the personal brand, really became clear to you, as in that is the core of the core?
That is such an awesome question. You're actually the first one to ask me that. And I love the question. And you know what? That's so true of Alexander, your personal brand, because you're such an explorer and a digger, and you get down underneath and dig deep. That's what you did in this question. So I love it. And the aha moment for me was actually at one point, probably a little bit over a year ago, And I realized that with my author client, I'm in the one-day intensive with several of them, and I realized that I'm spending that entire one-day intensive helping to discover and build the personal brand, not just build it, discover it. I mean, hours and hours of digging in with somebody and all sorts of exercises that we would do. And that was the aha moment that I realized not only do these authors need to discover and evolve it, but really probably more than 90% of the entrepreneurs out there need to do it, because we're so used to branding, like, okay, what's my logo? What's my message to the public? What's my website? But we leave ourselves out of the equation. So it really was year to a year and a half ago in working with authors that I said, I need to take personal branding broader and deeper. It's actually a lot of fun for me.
Yeah, I can imagine, because basically what you do is you dig into somebody's identity. So you go really deep. It is past the level of skills and past the level of beliefs and values, all the way to the center of who somebody really is and how that core, how that soul is expressed in somebody's business.
Yeah, and that's what it is. It's like when I tell people, okay, there's three steps in personal branding, right? Not to get it all done, but three steps to start it. And step number one is to really make the commitment that I am going to work on my personal brand. I'm going to understand what it is. I'm going to do the work on it. But step two is the hard part for a lot of people, and that's doing a personal inventory and discovering really who you are. And every time I have one-on-one, there's usually some uncomfortable moments, you know, from the client, because they realize they're a little bit stuck. And in fact, I've done a couple of live workshops, and in those, each time there's always been a few people that have been led to tears. No, not because I was mean, because they were having to dig in and realize, wait a minute, I'm really not sure who I am. Yeah. But once you discover who you really are, and then how to package that into a brand and apply it to your business, that's where the big leaps and bounds happen.
Jeff, you were the first person who made me to really think about who I am and dig deeper, because I remember our calls and I had all kinds of stories about who I am and all adjectives that tend to describe me, and you said, I don't think that that's who you are. And I remember at that moment it was very frustrating, because you were the first person who said, well, I don't think that those words really describe you. I think we have to dig deeper. And it took me a couple of weeks. So what would be the first step? So for all the listeners out there, what would be the first step that they can take in order to start this journey of personal branding?
Well, first of all, Link, I have to give you credit, and you're doing what a lot of people don't do or can't do. And that's, you know, go through the process and continue on the work. And, you know, we've had a great experience with that. And so I really acknowledge you and applaud you for that. And I think people need to realize that the first steps are understanding, again, what's a personal brand. Because going on Facebook Live, you know, for 10 minutes and talking about your business is not personal brand development. But yet a lot of people tell me, hey, I'm working on my personal brand, I just went on Facebook. Well, what you're doing on Facebook is you're just delivering a message or content. And guess what? A lot of people are actually misbranding, because they're actually giving negative messaging and they don't realize it. So the first thing is understanding what the personal brand is by definition. And I'll tell you right now, personal brand is the image, the perception, the message that we intend to convey, right? And the intention part is key, because a lot of people want to get in their car and sometimes cry and complain about life. And guess what? They're actually misbranding, because they're giving a negative message, right? And people are coming away with a different kind of brand that they intended. So it's really intentional personal branding. And then step two is, you know, the big part is really uncovering the attributes of ourselves, the things that we stand for. And those are not titles. We're so used to things like, okay, I'm a mother, I'm a business coach, I'm a brother, I'm a sports fan. These things are all titles, but they're not really attributes and characteristics of us. So if I tell you that I'm really strategic and I explain that I always lead with strategy, I see everything as a challenge, how I can tie it to the next thing and how I can uncover things of the future to tie it to and develop systems from it. That's strategic thinking. And if I lead with strategy, then that's definitely going to be part of my personal brand. I'm going to strategize because it's an attribute of how I operate. One more example is being a creative, right? And I've told a lot of people this. Some people say, well, Jeff, you're an author. And I would say, well, you know what? Actually, I'm a creative. I always like to find the fun in things, whether I'm writing it, speaking it, right, or even drawing it. It's creativity. And one way I've been able to express my creativity is through writing. Thus, it's led to my published books. And as we know, and we've laughed together, the three of us, one of my books is about the obsession by millions of people with their cats. Yes. And the creative part of me named it, right? I gave it a name, Catechism. And that's actually become a triple number one best-selling book internationally. By title, I own it as being a creative versus an author, right? So a creative, that's core to who I am. So that's really the second step.
I love it. And that's actually how we met. It was such a strange set of coincidences because I joined a Facebook group and I saw this guy just saying my book is about to be published and is for all the cat lovers out there and it's called Catechism. And I remember immediately replying, okay, get Jeff, the moment that I see you, I absolutely need that book. The funny part about it is that I just thought, okay, this guy is just this like author writing books about cats. It's gonna be probably one of these cat related books. Already when I met you, I knew that you were different. But I couldn't really say how different until the moment that I opened the book and I started to read. And I think the way how you write is the perfect, it will be the perfect expression of who you are. First of all, guys, go immediately and order Catechism or Doctology or Listen Like a Dog, because those books are gonna teach you so much about who you are rather than what your cats or dogs or what they are. This is going to teach you so much about who you are. But moreover, I want you to really meet the real Jeff Lazarus. And for all of those people, before they actually get to buy it, how would you describe your personal brand, Jeff?
Well, thank you so much. You know, it was a lot of fun to talk to you about Catechism, and we shared some laughs about the book. And yes, you're crazy cat people by definition, because in Catechism it says, whether you're male or female and you have three or more cats, you're a crazy cat lady. And that's a lot of fun for me to laugh about, you know, and we're all crazy in Dogtology. I'm crazy about dogs as well as cats. We're all crazy. It's a chance to laugh about ourselves. And, you know, the personal brand for me, you know, can be summed up in a lot of different parts. And we're all a lot of things. We're not just two or three. We could have long lists of the characteristics and attributes. For example, I'm incredibly compassionate and empathetic, right? You can ask any of my friends, but I don't have that as an element of my personal brand, right? So when you see me in business, whether I'm talking, coaching, speaking, you know, writing a blog or an article like in Huffington Post, you don't see me talking about compassion and empathy. It's not because I'm not. It's because, remember, a personal brand is with intention. It's the image, perception, and message that I intend to put out there. And I just didn't choose that to be part of my brand. But let me explain what is part of my brand. And one thing I've done recently with students, whether my workshop or one-on-one, is I've done a fun assignment. And that assignment is to come up with a cocktail, like a drink in a bar. What kind of cocktail are you, and to describe it? And so here's my cocktail, for example. My cocktail is a tall, clear glass with a slight bend in the middle of the glass just to give it a unique shape. In the glass are three large solid ice cubes. The ingredients to the drink are three equal parts: creativity, strategy, and execution, all with a twist, not of a lime, but of humor and wit. And that makes the Jeff Lazarus cocktail. And that's an image that we can all say, okay, we understand it. We can picture it. And one day I want to have somebody actually make that drink and take a picture of it. But it's a way to describe me. It's a way I can convey it that we can all see it. But again, the core elements that I chose are creativity, mm-hmm. strategy, and execution. Now, remember, I'm a lot more things than that. But this is one way I describe what's in my brand.
And what I really appreciate and what you are doing, and we've personally experienced it as well, because you are holding amazing trainings and masterminds, and you are helping plenty of people out there. And what I particularly like about what you are doing is that you do not want people to become something they are not. So you really help them to discover, okay, who are you in your core? And then how does it relate to what is it that you are doing and how to communicate it? So what I mean, we were working together and it took a couple of hours to get into that. But at a certain moment, I figured out that honesty is very important to me. And we kind of discovered that what I am is BS detector. And you were, yes, Lenka, that's it. And we have to figure out a way how to connect it to your business, because you can't be standing on a stage and just say, hey, I am the BS detector, because people will not be attracted to that and it's not the right communication. So what is it that people can do in order to give it the right shape, give it the right frames?
Yeah, and I remember that moment of BS detector with you, which is very funny, you know, for me, and we've had a good time with that. And honesty is something that truly does represent you. So, you know, I like the fact that you have that as part of your cocktail, but you're a lot of other things. And I think the thing that we can all do, all of us, is to take these attributes and characteristics and apply them to the business. And here's how. So if I take strategy, let me do a little self-check and say, okay, can I demonstrate to somebody verbally through example of how I've used strategy in business, how I've done it in the past, how I'm currently doing it, and how I can do it for you? So if we think back just a couple minutes, I talked about the fact that I don't see myself as an author. I see myself as a creative, right? So as a creative, I've taken the idea of being obsessed with dogs or cats, and I've come up with a whole new name for it, wrote it, trademarked it, have it on a few products, right? That's creativity. That's how I've applied it. How I can do that for you is I can help you to take your concepts and turn it into meaningful writing, such as I have. We can turn it into meaningful blogs and scripts and into episodes, right? So now we're looking at creativity and we're seeing the application of it. And that's the key, just like it would be for you to say, well, honesty is a key attribute for you. You believe in it. You lead with honesty. Yeah. And how you do it is A and B, and how you can do it for your clients is C and D. That's the test of, yes, this is an attribute of my personal brand and how I'm going to lead with it and apply it in business.
The main thing I took from the whole personal branding experience, everything that you just described, is that it provides a whole different layer in your communication.
Yeah.
So, of course, I started to apply as much as possible what we learned. That's what I do. I'm not only an explorer, but I connect all these dots that I find and I learn from experience. So in the conversations I've been having over the past months, I've done exactly what you just described. So I was leading with my personal brand.
Yes.
For example, adding in simple sentences such as, I'm all about exploring, or I'm a systems guy. And by adding in those sentences, now suddenly for the person who I'm talking to, even when it's the first conversation at a networking event or a video call, the very first moment we get to know each other, now suddenly they know something about me that otherwise could take them months to figure out. And by giving this information immediately up front, I notice it creates a level of trust and a different level of communication where you immediately go deeper together, you get to know each other, and it builds trust. And we all know the speed of trust. Good businesses are built on good conversations. So it's all about trust.
Especially when you are an influencer and you work with plenty of those, it is so important that you know how to communicate who you are. What is it that you do? What is it that you do for your audience? If you communicate in the right way, it's so easy and light. it's so effective. So Jeff, with which kind of influencers do you work?
Really, really fun people. And I first want to acknowledge the comments from you, Alexander. Leading with a personal brand is extraordinarily important. And I attribute my own success to that. For example, even last night, I was at an event and somebody came up and said, I heard you're an author. And I said, yeah. And they said, well, you're also an agent, right? I said, yes. I said, but more than that, I'm an idea guy. And not only do I have ideas, I execute on them more than anything. And that's what's fun for me. And they said, really? And I said, yeah, I'd love to hear where you're at. And then within 2 minutes, we're going to have a really fun plan right here, right now. And this person said, wow, okay. I left with an extraordinary new contact. One that's actually pretty exciting. And I had no idea who they were coming in, but I know we're actually meeting up on Thursday afternoon in Los Angeles with already some ideas. And the thing is, you have to give people things to think about. Because if I just said, yep, I'm an author and I'm an agent, they might think, well, I really don't have anything here to say.
Nice.
So they'll leave because I didn't give them a chance to know me, right? And that's the bottom line, to know who we are and what we represent. And the second part, Lincoln, your question about influencers, oh my gosh, that's like one of the most fun parts of the business and things that I do is working with people who are in health and wellness and fitness, people that train celebrities, people have their own shows on television, their own shows on apps, people who have the millions of followers. And that's what's a lot of fun for me is how do we take somebody that has a few million followers but then create the next level? How do you monetize? How do you expand upon that brand? And there's hundreds and thousands of ways to do it. That's what's fun for me every day. And this is part of my message that I give to everyone is, for me, every single day is comprised of fun. And the fun is figuring out where you are and where you're going to be in 6 months, 12 months, 18 and 24 months, which you have no idea. But we're going to do it. And that's what drives me every day. And I do it with influencers, entrepreneurs, and even some celebrities now through some big time digital media.
And what I would like to know, before all of this happened, what was the story before? Who was Jeff Lazarus before he started with Branded with Authority?
Jeff Lazarus was still a personal brand without Jeff even knowing it, right? I didn't know there was a name for it. I spent many years in healthcare, and I was with one of the world's largest pharmaceutical companies. And with that company, I was on a field-based scientific support team working with thought leaders in medicine. Fabulous job, great work, training doctors, training sales teams, making things happen, whether it was, you know, coming up with ideas for published articles, for example, or breaking new ground into process improvement in healthcare centers. Just wonderful stuff. I knew how people spoke about me, right? I just didn't know it was a personal brand. I knew who I was. I knew my capabilities, but I didn't know the name for it years ago. So then I found out there's a name for it. And I thought, wait a minute, I've been walking around as a brand for years. So that was an aha moment for me. Yeah. I didn't know there was a name for it, but it made all the difference in the world. Because I was already speaking the language. And just a very quick example, I wouldn't just walk into a healthcare center, like a major center like UCLA in Los Angeles. I didn't walk in there and talk to a chief of the department and say, hey, I'm a health science consultant. I would walk in and say, you know what? Here's the company I'm with. Yes, here's my title, but I'd like to tell you really what I do. And I take concepts in your science, disease-based management, of preventive measures for diseases, and here's what I do with it. And I would show them who I am. And I became wildly successful in that company. I was a Hall of Fame member of the corporation I worked for. And it's because I was leading with my personal brand. I just didn't know that's what it was called.
Wow, that's real good. So do I hear correctly that what you're saying is that every person, even when you're not a business owner or an influencer, that every person needs to be aware of their personal brand?
You know, I think so. And I think that a lot of people that work for corporations really should be aware of this. And I just gave the example why. Because say you worked for a worldwide corporation, as I did, with, you know, 100,000 employees, why would you need a personal brand? You're not a solopreneur. You're not on your own. Well, the answer is, how do you want to stand out? How do you want to be distinctively different? And don't you want to be, even if you're with a company with 100,000 employees? I think so. Everybody wants to be successful, I think. And so that's how to do it. Now, if you're not in business for yourself, and a lot of people don't see that they are, but guess what? We are. We're all in business for ourselves. And even if, say you're a stay-at-home mother, and say that you're leading some kind of group, you're in the PTA or leading the Girl Scouts or coaching a soccer team, whatever it is you're doing, why would you also not want to have a personal brand? Why would you not want to be known for the things that you represent, the message you intend to convey, right? The reputation that you want to leave? That would only strengthen your position in no matter what it is you do.
Yeah. I remember it clearly from when I worked for a corporate, and people will sometimes, they were afraid of me. Yeah, I was just walking with my high heels throughout the department, and most of the time I just came to tell them about a problem or that I was unsatisfied about something. And there are so many different ways of how you can communicate the same message. And just because I was unaware of that and nobody has ever given me a feedback to that, only years after I got that feedback, like, we were really afraid of you. Well, you're a really lovable person and you're really friendly. But I was communicating wrong message because of underlying fears, because of my own challenges in life. So, Jeff, what do you do with this kind of people when you see that clearly they're communicated not at all who they are? How do you get them out of the comfort zone to really see the reality?
Well, what you were doing was actually called misbranding, because you were giving that message, the perception that you did not intend to convey. But yet, if people said, well, there's Lenka, what's her brand? And they could say, you know, mean or harsh or something, right? So that's what misbranding is all about. And that's what people do on Facebook all the time. They think, hey, I'm here to transform lives. Now let me talk for, you know, 20 minutes or cry on camera. And they're giving the wrong impression, right? And so again, it comes back to checking in, checking with ourselves. Do we really need to fix our branding? And think of it like this. A company might go through a rebranding, okay, an entire business. Say they want to change the name, they want to change the logo, the colors, all the physical components, because they feel like they're not up to date, or they feel like maybe they've changed direction of the business. And we've seen businesses actually rebrand because their company actually had a bad reputation. So it's best that they just leave the old name and old images behind and go to a new one. So as individuals with personal brands, we may also need to do that. And so like you, Lenka, for example, once you become aware of the misbranding, you might need to say, wow, okay, that's not who I am and what I'm about, or certainly what I did not intend to put out there. I'm going to come with a new image and I'm going to actually express my brand. And you can tell people, and you can even say, this is my brand. See, I've been giving the wrong brand messaging of who I am. As a brand, here's what I represent. Here's what I stand for. And I'm going to continue to communicate this. Today's day one. I'm going to continue to communicate this and be consistent with it. And the moment I misbrand anybody, please come let me know. Of course, get the input. But that's how we need to stay out front of things.
You also speak about consistency and not overcomplicating things, and the fact you have to keep repeating. So if I have 5 attribute objectives that really stand for my personal brand, that I have to keep talking about them. So how can I see where is the right balance? Because I think many people think we have to be innovative, we have to come up with new things, and then we tend to confuse people. So how can I check whether I'm consistent and whether I just keep it simple and to the point?
Well, I'm a big fan of feedback and checking in with people. And so I oftentimes ask people, you know, what are the personal brand elements to me? Or why did you come to me? And for example, the workshop I conducted in May, I asked day one right away, probably hour number one, why are you here? What are the personal brand elements of me? Why did you come? And it's a chance for me to accomplish a couple things. Yes, one of them is for people to see, you know, personal branding in use and understand attributes of me, but for them to also give me feedback. One of the things I got that particular day in May was the fact that I get stuff done. People had confidence that, okay, they're here, something's going to happen, right? Because I am a get stuff done guy. There's no doubt about it. And I think overall, I want all of us to imagine that we have a tool belt. Okay, so it's wrapped around our waist, fastened on tight. In the tool belt are all of the characteristics and attributes that make us. So instead of the hammer and screwdriver and drill, different drill bits, we can have in there all the things that are us, whether it's honesty, whether it's analytical, compassionate, or some of mine, innovative, creative, strategic, executing and getting stuff done. We have all this stuff in our tool belt. We, through experience, will become accustomed and know when to pull out the right elements in a situation. There may be times where I do need to pull out the compassionate piece and lead with it. There might be times, nope, this is just a very analytical group and I need to demonstrate my analytical skills and lead with that. So it's really, again, back to the basics. Who are we? Understanding those characteristics and attributes, having our tool belt on with all of them there and ready to apply as necessary. That's a visual I like to use.
Yeah, it's extremely powerful. And Lenka and I, we've been actually applying that over the past months and we are totally hooked.
Yeah, now, we keep testing and trying and refining and checking out with you again. And it's so powerful to have an expert on board, someone who helps you to see things from different perspective. And when it comes to personal brand, it's so important that you get some kind of mirror into your life. I really appreciate that.
Yeah. And if I speak for myself, yeah. There was also a belief that I needed to change. And that is very important.
Yes.
What we see in every transformation that people go through, the old you versus the new you, is that there's a belief that was changed. Mm-hmm. A limiting belief has been replaced with an empowering belief. And so you become stronger, more powerful. For me, somewhere in the past, I picked up the notion that it is not right to speak about yourself. It's not good to talk about yourself.
That's right, yeah.
Because people may perceive it as being self-centered or arrogant or egotistical. I don't even remember where this belief comes from. Probably somebody told it to me in the past.
When you were young.
And so the whole personal branding exercise, that requires you to speak about yourself. I'm all about exploring. I love learning and growing. And I collect the dots, then I connect the dots. So, of course, I had to start some experiments and actually start speaking about myself to see the feedback, to see how people respond. And I was so positively surprised with the responses. Turns out it is perfectly okay to speak about yourself. Jeff, how did you experience this?
Yeah, such a great point you're bringing up. And you did not know this, but I'm actually doing a written interview now. And I think the third or fourth question was branding or bragging? That was the question for me to answer. And, you know, the thing is, there's such a difference. And bragging is, hey, I'm a number one bestseller. I'm this. I won an award here. I sold this many programs or products. You know, that's kind of bragging. But approaching somebody in terms of who you are really is not. You're really expressing who you are. And so, again, as an example, I was at this event last night, met wonderful people. And so many times, people would say, well, what is it that you do? And I said, you know what? Can I really share what I do? Because it's so much fun. And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, it's fun for me every day to come up with like the master plan and to be the idea guy, to figure out how to take you to places you've never been before. No matter where you are today, I go, I do it. And all my weapons are things like publishing and movies and media and paid speaking. Those are all the weapons. But I love finding out the right weaponry for you. And it's really fun. And they're like, oh, wow, that's cool. See, that's not bragging. I'm telling people what's fun for me, but I'm giving them a chance to relate to it. This is such a key point right here. That's what relatability is. Relatability equals outcomes. And I've said this a lot publicly. Let me explain briefly. We think that relatability is going to be to our story. And so many people tell the sad story. That creates empathy, but not necessarily a customer. People always want to know what's in it for them. That's just human nature. So it could be one-on-one at an event like last night. It could be you're in an audience. There's somebody on stage, but you're sitting there because you want to know what you can gain from it. What kind of knowledge are going to teach you? What kind of program you can sign up for? How are you going to get ahead in your business? And by telling people who we are, gives them a chance to really relate to us. Because remember, they relate to outcomes. So think about my answer last night. I love taking people from where they are to a place they've never thought of before. And I do it through these things like publishing, speaking, media, you know, product licensing, whatever it is. They can then really catch on and link to something, say, wait a minute. So you can help me with the book. You can help me with the talk. You can help me develop a product, whatever it is. Yes, but I've given them the chance. So relatability equals outcomes is one of my primary mathematic equations.
Love it.
Relatability equals outcomes. I love it.
That's right. Yeah. So think of the reverse. What outcome do you want with somebody? Relatability. Well, how do you get that? By demonstrating outcomes. Yeah. Not the sad story, but giving them a chance to see an outcome for themselves.
And to recognize themselves in you.
That's a wonderful point. Absolutely.
I'm immediately thinking forward, right? This podcast is called The Influential Executive, because we find that all the executives we work with, these business owners, these entrepreneurs who are either big businesses already or still small business, they're building teams, they're leaders, they're captain on a ship. That's what an executive means. They make things happen. Now, what can executives do to leverage their personal brand, not externally when they're networking with partners and clients, but internally to inspire their employees to go the extra mile every day, to follow their lead?
You know, it's such an important question for people that work in businesses, whether, you know, they're reporting into somebody or they have people reporting to them, because it's equally important there that they have the brand that they intend to convey. So I remember Lenka telling us about, you know, kind of the misunderstanding that was happening there. So imagine the let's say sales director, and the sales director has 50 people reporting to him or her. And the people think this person is terrible and uncaring. They don't care about them as people. But if you ask that director at home, he or she may say, gosh, I care so much about my people. I love them dearly. But those 50 people don't know that. So there's a chance for compassion and empathy needing to be apparent in the personal brand, right? That's how important it is, because what happens to those 50 people? They leave. They don't work as hard. They're disgruntled. They talk behind the director's back. Negative things happen. This is why it's so important. So the test of the brand is to ask the 50 people, how would you describe your director's personal brand? And if they're not saying empathy, compassion, and caring, then there's some misbranding going on. That's why it's important.
Running a department or a business successfully, it's just a matter of making positive investments all the time. Investments of your time, money, energy, so that you foster growth. Now, can you bridge the gap and explain in a few smaller steps what would be the financial benefit, because in the end, all business is about finance, of bringing somebody like you into the business or joining one of your workshops as a business owner or entrepreneur in order to get this personal brand sorted out? In which steps will that ultimately translate to financial gain?
Sure. So first of all, in that corporation, you think about this, the director is going to probably lose a number of employees. They're going to leave. They're going to either switch departments or leave the company altogether. When people leave a company, that's a cost to the corporation because now they have to hire and backfill a spot and put people through training. So there's a known cost that you can quantify to turn over in a company. Now, if you have a small business, same thing. You might lose just one person, a key person. There's a cost to that loss. A solopreneur, same thing. You're actually not going to acquire the customers that you want. And that's what's so important in terms of thinking about who you are. The best example I can give to really equate to financial terms is let's use me by example. And let's just focus on publishing for a second, which is just one of the many areas I work in. But what if I went out and just told everybody that I coach authors or can publish your book? Okay. Well, guess what? That might appeal to only the people that are thinking about becoming an author or need help publishing. But what about the rest of the population that I didn't connect with because I didn't tell them who I am? Right? So now if I told people who I am, how I operate, how I think strategically, lead with creativity, lead with the brand, get stuff done, and I just bleed these things all over the place, order my cocktail and find out, right? People get the chance to know me. Now I have customers. And quite frankly, you know, this is not something I talk about all the time. This is how I'm connecting to even producers, you know, production teams on television in New York and Los Angeles right now is not because I'm coming to them and saying, hey, I have this client, or okay, I'm an agent, because they're like, oh, an agent, another agent. I tell them who I am. They come back usually immediately saying, that sounds interesting. You sound interesting. You're somebody we want to know. And I definitely attribute leading with my personal brand to the success. I know for a fact it's working. And that's why I am where I am right now, with a lot of influencers and even celebrities in some really good places. So again, relatability equals outcomes, financial outcomes, gaining more clients. This is going to be the result of doing this work.
There are so many people out there who are right now thinking about writing a book. I have a feeling that almost every business owner that I know is about to write a book. So, Jeff, you are extraordinary when it comes to coaching people throughout the whole process of writing a book. Congratulations to that, because I think it requires lots of patience. So do you work with completely anyone? So imagine I just come to say, Jeff, I want to write a book and I want to start now. Will you immediately say, yes, Link, I'm going to write a book. I'm going to help you writing a book. Or is there any interview process? So who do you work with?
Well, I can work with most people in some capacity, right? The people that I really choose to not work with because it won't work out are those who don't want to listen or are coachable. And there's nothing worse than, you know, having expertise or being an authority in an area and then having somebody try to tell you about your business. So when people try to, you know, tell me all about that business, that's not my client. They know their business, I know mine. So most people I can work with if they're coachable. But really, more than anything, I don't say, great, you want to write a book? Great, enter the program. It's, I really want to understand the customer. I want to know where they're at. I want to know their goals. Because sometimes having the book out really isn't the best thing for them. Maybe they actually needed just sort of a series of short books that can be digitally put into the universe, or even hard printable books, but in a short series, maybe not a book at all. Maybe it's actually some episodes that are put on YouTube or direct to app thing. I mean, who knows what's possible, right? That's what I love. Remember, I love figuring that out. That's really fun because I see what's possible, and I see what's possible for people like that. So I always encourage people to come to me because we're going to figure out some fun things and probably things that you haven't even thought about.
Imagine that I am about to start a business. I quit my job, or I even didn't maybe have a job. But imagine I'm starting a business. Will you be able to help me to define my steps when it comes to branding? Will you be the person telling me, okay, Lenka, which business do you want to start? And what is your vision? What are your goals? And these are the channels that will help you to position yourself as authority?
There's no question about it, because it all begins with a personal brand, because a lot of people get off the wrong foot. So they start a business, they get into it, and they realize, this is not who I am. Why am I not having fun with this? And then we get into it. We discover who they are. And then all of a sudden, there's that look. And I see it most of the time in person, sometimes over the phone, but I see it in their eyes. It's that frightened look. I'm like, uh-oh. And I'm like, yep. And we've all been there, right? But it's discovering that. Because once you know who you are and you're the center of your own business universe, now you can figure out what those spokes in the wheel should be. Should it be one-on-one coaching? Should you be leading webinars? Should you be writing a book? Should you have a show? What are those things? But they all stem of your personal brand. Getting step two is, now what's the strategic initiative? How do we take your brand live? How is it seen on social media? Yes, we have the teams for that. But then how are we now going to build that ecosystem of what your work brand really is, applying it to your business? So the answer is an overarching yes, absolutely, Lenka, all of it and even more.
I love it. And I think for us, it was, again, thinking back, suppose today I start a new business, I know that the first person I go to is Jeff for multiple things. And for me, it would be honesty, because Jeff, you're a very honest person, very empathetic. So it never hurts. You always communicate in such a nice and subtle level. You are cheering and you always surprise me with all of those innovative and creative ideas you come up with completely, because I don't even ask for that and you just come with those ideas. So I really appreciate the proactive approach as well. And many people might think right now, well, it costs probably a fortune. I mean, you are a huge name, you're a best-selling author, you're helping celebrities. I am just a beginning entrepreneur. Can I still work with Jeff? And is it going to cost me a lot?
Well, it's not going to cost you much. The thing is, it costs you more to not work with me. And let me explain this, right? Getting off on the wrong foot, like we talked about, has a cost to it, because you don't want to be down the road 12, 18, and 24 months and realize, wait a minute, I don't even know myself. I'm in the wrong business. That is a huge cost, right? So you got to put things in perspective. Learning your personal brand, very low cost dollar-wise, big cost not to do it, right? And so that's why the beginning person, it's like the best time of all should be doing this kind of work, right? Making all the right steps later on. So I do work with a lot of entrepreneurs, one-on-one in the workshops. The workshops are so fun that we do. Now we even have participation from some influencer and celebrity clients beginning as early as September. That's going to be a lot of fun, because you can discover, work on your personal brand with influencers and celebrities. It's so great, and I'm excited. But again, just the bottom line, it's a lot more expensive not to. And working with me is a lot more affordable than people might think.
That's like applying to university, studying 3 years, and on the way you kind of discover, oh, oops, I don't want to be a lawyer. That's exactly the same.
Yeah, exactly. And what fascinates me about this is that people are always out there looking for the latest innovations, strategies, tactics, external things, where right now what we find out, step one, your personal brand, your identity, who are you? That's where most of the power lies. So everything, all those answers are inside of you. And this is such a unique time now that we realize this, because we're on the forefront of this. Personal branding is a relatively new concept. Jeff is very creative and innovative for figuring this out and proving the enormous power of it. Now we're in this digital age where everybody can just go online, express themselves, show themselves to the world, show that personal brand, and use that to build their business and their relationships. So it's a very powerful way to start off your business.
And Jeff, what are you currently working on? What are your upcoming projects?
We've been moving a lot into digital media in terms of working on episodes, sizzle reels with clients. Two clients are currently working on a documentary right now that will get pitched to Netflix once complete, probably around the holidays. Really exciting stuff. You know, how does somebody get a show? You know, everybody says, oh, I want a show. I want to do my own show. Well, not everybody should do a show, but, you know, I work with you to figure out what's the best way to do it. And that's kind of the thing that's been hot the last couple months is helping people discover what is possible again, which is core to me. So that's been a lot of fun. Another thing is I'm going to become associate publisher with a publishing company. I'm also going to be launching my own imprint publishing label, again, making it possible for more people to be published. And I just never stop. I never stop finding new ways of doing things. You know, it's just too fun for me. Oh, and one last thing, creating physical products for people. And we have some clients that are going to come out with vegan protein powders that actually taste really good. And that's really fun to create the private label. And people are like, I can have my own label of a product. And I'm like, of course you can. And guess what? It's going to look good and taste great. And they're like, wow. And I'm like, anything's possible because that's what I stand for, right? So those are some of the fun things that are going on right now.
Where can all of our listeners find the places to be when they want to learn from you, all of your books, all of your upcoming seminars, webinars? Where can they find you?
Well, I'm going to give an email address that people can find me and tell me about their own personal brand cocktail. Those are always fun to read. And certainly if they want to be part of things, it could be one-on-one coaching. It could be part of the workshop with some of the influencers and celebrities. Lots of fun possibilities. But sky is the limit. That's the warning. I will make you busy. That's what people say. Here comes Jeff. I'm going to have homework to do. And that's a great thing. For the successful person, that's a very positive. So reach out to me at Jeff, J-E-F-F, at brandedwithauthority.com. Jeff at brandedwithauthority.com. You could see a couple things about me at jefflazarus.com. That's L-A-Z-A-R-U-S. And boy, I need to update that website. I'm guilty of that. But a lot of new things need to go on there. And lots of exciting things coming out this fall, the Speakers Bureau, the publishing label, and whatnot. So stay in touch with me at any point.
Love it. And is there any upcoming personal branding workshop that you are organizing?
Yeah, actually, there's going to be a couple of things. So one of them I can be very specific about. That is in September 21 to 23 in San Diego, California. We're going to actually be doing a personal brand workshop inside the dance studio of Mary Murphy. And Mary Murphy is celebrity judge on the show, So You Think You Can Dance.
Wow.
And So You Think You Can Dance is in season 15 on the channel Fox Television on Monday night. And, you know, Mary's a world-renowned dance champion and really judging contests all across the United States and abroad currently. And she actually attended the May workshop I did for a couple of hours to sort of witness what was going on and meet people. And I think about 2 weeks after that, she said, I want to be a part of one of those with you. I said, oh my gosh, I would love to, on one condition, you have to give dance lessons to my students. And she said, absolutely. And she's going to do a pajama branding evening and can't wait to see what that's about. There's also something I'm currently working on now in October. I can't unveil the names, unfortunately, yet, but it's going to be in Hawaii. Ooh. And so, yeah, in Hawaii, on the north shore of Oahu, where it's just native country, right on the beach, there's going to be a workshop with somebody I'm just very excited about. Can't name it now until, things have to get signed and completed. But that's why people want to stay in touch with me, because how would you just love to discover your personal brand, who you are, and how you're going to excel in business with it in Hawaii. That would be pretty cool.
It is so awesome. It is all about being authentic and communicating who you really are, because people in the end, they are buying you more than they are buying your product or services. So it's so key and important to understand what makes you authentic, who you are, and what's your personal brand. And I thank you so much for all the knowledge that you share, all the brilliant experiences, all the tips that people can implement as of today. It has been extremely valuable.
Thank you so much, Jeff. And I'm very excited to see what more will be coming up with you, because it seems like there are new, innovative, cool things every month, every year. So we're going to stay in close contact.
Absolutely. And Lenka, you just said the most wonderful thing. They want to buy you. And that's the bottom line. And you think about your business, the two of you, you guys have three brands. You have the overall business brand. Lenka's a brand. Alex is a brand. That's three brands. And it's great because they might buy Alex. They might buy you, Lenka. Mm-hmm. But overall, that helps the business. And so you guys truly understand it. And that's why I thank you for talking with me today. I thank you for the insightful questions. You've asked me some really wonderful questions, and I really appreciate it. I always love talking with you.
We found that personal branding is a total game changer.
That's right.
Not only do you sell more or inspire your teams, understanding your personal brand builds self-confidence and creativity.
Mm-hmm.
You know that information is useless when you don't take action, so here's something you can do right now. After you finish listening to this podcast, take a pen and a sheet of paper and draw a long line in the middle. And I promise you, this will only take you 5 to 10 minutes. Now, on the left side of that line, write 10 adjectives that describe you as a professional. On the right side, write 10 adjectives that describe you as a person. Then, out of everything you wrote down, select 3 to 5 words that best describe you. Now you're ready to start experimenting with how you communicate, and you can add in small sentences that describe you. For example, you can say something like, I'm all about personal development, so how I look at this issue is ABC. Or, I'm very systematic, so can you walk me step by step through what happened? Okay, have fun with it, and let us know right now in the comments what you think of this approach.
Well, you heard Jeff. You can't afford not to get your personal brand straight. So contact him right now on jeff@brandedwithauthority.com. You can find the email as well in the text below. And briefly just describe who you are. Together you will find out what's the right next step for you and your unique situation. And the cool thing is, when you will be attending one of Jeff's future workshops, you may just run into the both of us as well.
We promise you a special offer for all our listeners who want the world to know about their brand. Our marketing wizards, Blackball Marketing, prepared a special offer for you to increase your influence on Facebook. Stop trying to figure it all out by yourself and give yourself the gift of working with experts. Click on the link below in the show notes to get in touch with Blackball and apply for their special offer to get 1 week of your like campaign completely for free when you enroll with them.
So what was your number one insight of this interview? Leave a comment right now because we love to hear your feedback. And next week we will be back with a high performance guru who helps people become the CEO of their own lives. Every month, 100,000 people read his transformational guides and he'll share his best strategies on how to increase your influence on your performance. Make sure you don't miss any episode. Subscribe now on earnmoreworkless.com/podcast to receive a notification about each new episode. And thank you for listening. Now go out, influence people, and have fun.